Hare Krishna. So today is the first day of the most auspicious month of Purushottam. We're going to hear how it's actually known as Malamas. Mal means stool. Just like we don't touch stool, this month was considered just like stool. There's no auspicious ritualistic activities. Karmakanda activities are performed in this month. But we're going to find out how it's the most auspicious month. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadandigam Adadanas Trinandandai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Bancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. So there's a very interesting story in Padma Puran that explains all about this Purushottam month, how it became known as Purushottam and what to do during this month. And actually this part of Padma Puran takes place here in Braj. There's one time the Pandavas, they were staying in Kamivan, they were in their Vanvas, where they had to spend the time in the forest, and in one year hidden. So part of that time they spent in Kamyon, specifically at a place known as Bimalkund. And they were in very destitute condition. So Lord Krishna, he came there, and the Pandavas, they forgot all the miseries of their forest life. As soon as they saw the Lord, they fell down and worshipped his lotus feet. And the Lord, seeing the miserable condition of the Pandavas, he became furious with Duryodhan. And it appeared as if he was going to burn the whole universe to ashes. So immediately the Pandavas, they fell at his feet and they pacified the Lord. Then the Lord told him, let me tell you some interesting story. So one time, by the will of Providence, one extra month appeared in this world. But she became known as Malamas, Tulmas, Tul month. Completely untouchable. There was nobody did any auspicious activities, no sacrifices, no ordinary ritualistic activities. There are many people that are attached to smarta type of activities. We're attached to paramart. One is smarta, one is paramart, for the supreme good. So all types of smarta activities useless. There's no festivals, no marriages take place, no house entries, no nothing. Everybody blasphemed and neglected and criticized, and she was in very terrible condition. Nobody would marry her. She had no shelter. Everywhere she went, everyone just despised her. So, not knowing what to do, she went up to Vaikuntha and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu and began weeping and weeping. And Lord Vishnu said, you've come to take my shelter, why are you weeping? And she began to explain her plight, that nobody respects me, I'm just blasphemed, disregarded, disrespected, untouchable, no shelter, no one to protect me. So therefore I've come to your shelter. And Lord said, well, anyone who takes my shelter, he has nothing to lament. Why? You should give up your lamentation. Even though no one will accept you, I will accept you. Lord Vishnu said, I will accept you. And she fell at the Lord Vishnu's feet and she fainted out of distress. So Lord Vishnu told Garuda with his wings to fan her. Like somebody faints, you know, then we fan them like that. So Lord, then Garuda, with his wings, he began to fan her. When she came to, Lord Vishnu said, Lord Krishna himself can solve your problem. We will go up to that Golok Dham that even the great yogis cannot approach. We will go there and see Lord Krishna and tell him your situation. And surely he will give you shelter. So then she, along with Lord Vishnu, she mounted on the back of Garuda and they began to fly up above Vaikunth. As they approached the Golok Dham, the effulgence was blinding. Malamas, she closed her eyes and Lord Vishnu kept him directly behind her. But he entered into that grand effulgence and they came to the gate of Goloka. And the gatekeeper, he saw it was Lord Vishnu himself, immediately fell down and offered his respects and allowed him entry. And there they saw Lord Krishna surrounded with gopis, enjoying his pastimes in Golok. And Lord Vishnu himself paid sastang pranams to Lord Krishna. It's very interesting. And Lord Krishna was very happy to see Lord Vishnu, and he took that malamas and had her also fall at the feet of Lord Krishna, but she was weeping and weeping. And Lord Krishna says, she's come to Goloka Dham. How can she weep? And Lord Vishnu said, listen to her plight. And he began to explain that she has no protection, she has no husband, nobody, everyone blasphemed her, disrespects her. So if I accepted her and I've brought her here. And Lord Krishna said, if you accept her, then I accept her. Not only that, I will make her non-different from myself. I will give her all of my transcendental qualities. And because now she has all of my transcendental qualities, I myself will marry her. And she will be the most auspicious of all the months. Even if you add up all the months, Chaitra, Kartik, all these auspicious months, you add them all the 12 months up together, their glories will not equal the glories of this Purushottam month. And I will name her after me, Purushottam month. And in this month, if one performs devotional service, he will be able to reach to Golok Dham. Because it's bad for ordinary activities. It's called dirty month because as far as Vaishnavas are concerned, all the dirt of material existence is wiped out by performing transcendental devotional service to the Lord. So then he told four things. Everybody's asking me what to do, but I read this in Padma Puran last night. Four things he said. First, you do the jap of my holy name, Sri Krishna. We do the jap of the holy name of Krishna. Second was to perform charity. Third was to study Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, especially the 15th chapter, Purushottam Yoga. So maybe we should mold our Bhagavad Gita class. This whole month we study Purushottam Yoga. As it says, he's mentioned specifically this 15th chapter of Purushottam Yoga. And fourth thing, one should offer lamp to Radha and Krishna. These are the four things one should do. Chant the holy name of the Lord. What did we say? Given charity. Study Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, especially Purushottam Yoga, and offer lamp. So actually all these things we're already doing. Just like we were hearing for last couple of days from Shruti Kirti Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's time, we didn't even know what is Purushottam. Because already we're performing all the activities of Purushottam. It's like sometimes the sore They have their steady customers, but to attract more customers, they have a sale. Same product, but you get a bargain on it. So they get more customers. The old customers, they get a special deal. They're already buying, now they get it cheaper. So like that, we're already performing devotional service, but Lord Krishna told Malamas, anybody who performs devotional service in this month will get 1,000 times benefit. So we're already doing all these things. We're chanting the holy name every day. We're studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita every day. We're not every day performing charity, but sometimes performing charity. And offering lamp to pujaris every day, because pujari means one who's doing the puja on our behalf. Pujari. He's doing the puja for us. So every day the lamp is being offered on our behalf to Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. But now we get a special bargain. We get 1,000 times benefit for doing these things. And he said, anyone who respects this Purushottam month, he will, at the end of his life, he will live very comfortably. And at the end of his life, he will come back to Golok Dham. He specifically mentions Golok Dham. So Malamas was very, very happy. And Lord Vishnu, he returned to his abode, and Malamas was very happy. Then all the Vaishnavas respected her in so many ways, and were very happy to have such a special month, a special bargain for us. Then Lord Krishna, he said, now you can you understand why you're having so much troubles? You were here in the forest, and just a couple of months ago, there was this Purushottam month was there. And although you're doing all the ritualistic activities that Ved Vyas told you to do, you didn't give any special attention to this Purushottam month. Therefore, Draupadi was tried to be disrobed by Dushasan. And only by remembering me, she was saved. This is very interesting. This is mentioned in Padma Purana. Somebody's trying to tell that there's no such, this month, this type, this pastime is not there anywhere. But it's even referred to in Padma Purana, this pastime, that Durvasa tried to disturb the chastity of Draupadi. And this is why you're having so much trouble. You neglected. Now Purushottam month is coming again soon. So you very carefully performed devotional service as I have described in this month, and you will be freed from all of your difficulties. And Lord Krishna bid farewell. The Pandavas, they paid their obeisance, they bid farewell. So generally we say this Purushottam month comes every 3 years. It's actually 30, we also say 33 months, which is less than, it's actually 32 years, so many months, so many days, and so many hours. I can't remember just now, somewhere it's described. But just like today is Amavasya. Amavasya means sun and moon are together. Is it? So that particular day that the sun and moon enter into the same sign together, now they're together, and they're entering the same sign on the very same day at the very same time, then Purushottam month is there. So we're just, I guess we're leaving Leo, we're going into, what is the next month? Virgo, I think. So we're, sun and moon are both at the same time exact, because Amavasya doesn't, the sun and the moon, they're out of whack. The sun goes for 29 and something days, and moon is 28 and something days. So every once in a while, every 33 months and roughly 33 months, they've gone 1 month out of whack. So we add this extra month in. Like that, it comes back into, just like for the solar year, because it's not exactly 29 days, it's 29 and a quarter day or something. So every, not even that, after so many days, so every year there's, every 4 years there's a leap year. To put it back in order, then after so many, I can't remember, you have to add another even year, because it's still going out of whack. Everything in this world, everything is, nothing is perfect. So that time, if you understand a little bit about astrology, when the sun and the moon enter the same sign at the same time, then, so that's why it comes in the middle of the month. That means that now Purushottam month is running, we don't have to follow all the rules of Chaturmas, so we can have milk again. We've been missing our milk. So we can have milk again. So since this happens on an Amavasya in the middle of the month, therefore this extra month comes in the, you know, we're wondering why it comes in the middle, but this is the same. When the Amavasya day, they both enter the same sign at the same time, then it's Purushottam month. So we're very fortunate. We're here in this holy dham, and we just get to do what we're already doing. I'm sure there's other, I've heard there's other austerities. You can go to vrindavantoday.com. There's an article all about so many rules and regulations that you can, extra you can follow, eating once a day, and certain things you can eat, and eating off of the a leaf plate on the floor, and not cutting your fingernails or hair. So many things like that, but in Padma Purana, Lord Krishna, by his own mouth, he told these four things. And we know, Shruti Kirti was telling, Prabhupada wasn't impressed when the devotees would come with their long beards from doing Chaturmasya and so many things. And we read in Lilamrita also the stories, Prabhupada was not at all impressed. So we just keep doing what we're doing, we just try to please Prabhupada, that would be the most pleasing, that would be the most powerful devotional service that we can do in this month of Purushottam month. Just try to please Prabhupada in some way. So this is, today is the first day, so we've heard from Lord Krishna's own mouth what has to be done so we can do all these things. It's also the second day of, the second day of World Harinam Week. So we're trying, because 17th was the solar date when Prabhupada reached America. We've been hearing so many wonderful pastimes of Prabhupada from Shruti Kirti and from Devi Shakti, just wonderful. All about Prabhupada coming to America. So solar date was 17, so we do this World Harinam Week and try to increase our chanting, try to get others to chant. They have this app. Of course, nobody's coming here, so there's nobody we can meet. We're supposed to meet people and get them to chant one Maha Mantra on our app for Purushottam month and send it to some website or something. I don't know how. But anyway, at least we can do Naam Sankirtan. I heard this morning announcement we're going to do Naam Sankirtan from what time? 5 to 7. 2 hours, my goodness. 5 to 7 we'll do Harinam Sankirtan in front of Prabhupada Samadhi. So this Harinam, this is so important because this was the Yuga Dharma given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We know Mahaprabhu was very fond of kirtan. He was always absorbed in chanting and getting people to chant. And this wasn't that Mahaprabhu was doing something whimsically, that he just invented this process of chanting the holy name. But this was according to Shastra. Because we have to follow the words of Shastra. We can't speculate anything. The Shastra comes from the word Shashan, to guide. The Shastra is there to guide us back to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Shyamsundar. So we know specifically in Brihad Naradiya Purana there's one sloka. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalu Nasteva 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 Gatiranita. So this sloka emphasizes so many times that chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, Eva Kevalam, certainly and only. Kalua, this small word Kalua is very important. He says, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. There's no other process, no other process, no other process. Three times, not through Gyan, not through Yoga, not through ordinary pious activities. Karma, Gyan, or Yoga. Now, Karma, Gyan, and Yoga are described all throughout the Vedas. How can we... This seems like a very narrow-minded thing. You're saying, nasteva, nasteva, no other way, no other way, no other way. But this is not somebody will criticize, oh, this is very narrow-minded. You people are narrow-minded, saying that only chanting the holy name. But this is not narrow-minded, this is intelligence. Just like as if we're sick, do we go to the medical shop and say, give me some medicine? Well, what medicine do you want? Any medicine, all good medicine, give me medicine, I'm sick. Do we do like that? That's not intelligent. Intelligence means we go to the doctor. Jai Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Krishna Baldao, Donam Bhaiya, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundari. We go to the doctor, he finds out what disease we have and he gives a prescription. Then we go to the medical shop. So a very small word is there, kalua. That this karma, jnana, yoga, they're all very nice processes. But here it says kalua, in this Kali Yuga they will not be effective. We know from a nice verse in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kritaya Jayate Vishnu, Dwaparayam, Tretayam Pari Yajata Mukai, Dwaparayam Paricharyam, Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. That even Srimad Bhagavatam also emphasizing that in this Kali Yuga it is Hari Kirtanat, it's specifically said. Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. Krita Yad. Yad means that thing that you got in Krita Yuga by doing yoga for thousands of years, dhyan. In Treta Yuga by Yajna. In Dwapar Yuga by opulent deity worship, constructing big temples. Kalotad. So that same thing. Krita Yajna, both that thing that you got in all these other yugas, tad, kolo tad, hari, just by hari kirtan. Not that because the process is very simple, we'll get some simple result. He said, tad, the same thing you will get. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by especially inaugurating this Sankirtan with his Naam Sankirtan, we'll go to Golok Dham, we get Krishna Prem, even more than ordinary benefit of the Yuga Dharma, but it's been especially empowered in this Kali, this particular Kali Yuga, the holy name will give us. So all these processes are nice, but we're suffering from this disease of Kali. So therefore, the prescription given for Kali Yuga is Harinam Sankirtan. This is intelligence, not narrow-mindedness, this is intelligence. Now if you live here in India for long enough, you'll get people who say, well, that's from Smriti. That's evidence from Smriti. You're giving praman from Smriti, from the Puranas. We only accept Shruti. The Vedas and Upanishads and Vedanta. So there's one of the Upanishads called Kaliya Santra Upanishad. And there, in that particular part, it describes how Narad Muni, after coming from the earth, he went to see his father, Lord Brahma. And he told Pita Sri, I am coming from the earth, and just now Kali Yuga is about to advance, about to appear on the earth. So Pita Sri, please tell me, how can we save these people from the bad, evil effects of Kali? Lord Brahma, he was very happy. He said, this is a nice question. Because ordinarily people, they ask questions for their self-interest. We say swart instead of paramart, swart. But this question is meant for the benefit of all living beings. So Lord Brahma was very satisfied with this question. Very nice question you're asking. Vats. Because in Sanskrit we call those who are younger than us vats. You know, vats means calf. It's like as soon as you've seen calf, then Vatsalya Ras comes in your heart. So younger person we always address as Vats. Hey Vats, I will tell you that in this Kali Yuga, simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Purush Sri Narayan, Bhagwan Adi Purush Sri Narayan, simply by chanting his name, one can be saved from the evil effects of Kali. Just by chanting the holy name Bhagwan Adi Purush Sri Narayan, one can be saved from the evil effects of Kali. Just like Now it's rainy season. This week, so somehow the rain has stopped. It's getting hotter again. But at least we got nice rain. Everything is nice and green. Our tamal tree is looking glorious. Everything is very nice. So when rainy season comes, there's nobody who can stop the rain from coming. Anybody can stop the rain? Huh? Even Trump or Biden, they can't stop the rain. When it's rainy, the rain is going to come. But if I take an umbrella, rain is going on, but the effect of that rain is not coming on me. I'm protected. The same way, this Kali Yuga, he's going on. We're seeing before our very eyes, and just now this corona has hit to remind us we're in the middle of Kali Yuga. Everyone's very miserable. Because actually this material world is a miserable place. We're seeing it practically before our eyes. It's very miserable. This miserable Kali Yuga has come full force. And nobody can stop it. Is there anybody in Vrindavan who can stop it? Nobody can stop it. Kali Yuga is going on. But if we take the umbrella of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We take this umbrella of the holy name, then Kali Yuga is going on, but the effect is hardly coming on us. Then Narad Muni, he said, Pita Shri, that's very wonderful. But what is the form of this name? Is Namka Rupa Kahe? What is the form of that name, Pitasri? And Lord Brahma, he very clearly says, hey Vats, the form of that name is like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti soda shakam nam nam kali kalmasha nashanam. Iti soda shakam. So and means six and thus we know means 10. 16. Iti soda shakam nam nam kali kalmasha nashanam. We heard this word nash before, huh? Pritranaya sadunam vinashaya kadushkaram. To destroy the demons, Krishna comes. So Kali Kalmasa, Kalmasa means that evil effect, that evil effect of Kali. Kali Kalmasa, Nashanam. It destroys the evil effect of Kali. These 16 names could destroy it. Then, Narad Muni says, Pita Shri, that's very nice. But what are the rules and regulation? It's Kaviti Niti Kahe. What are the niyam? What are the rules? And Lord Brahma says, hey Vats, there's no type of rule and regulation whatsoever for chanting this holy name. No type of rule or regulation whatsoever for chanting this holy name. Then the devotees, they always ask them, why are we chanting 16 rounds? Why are we following four regular principles? Why are we coming to Mangal Arati, following Purushottam Math? Why are we doing all these things? That is another thing. There's no type of rule of regulation in regards to desha kala patra. Kala means, we know, means time. There's no particular time for chanting the holy. We're living here in Vrindavan. Sometimes we hear sadhus running down the street at midnight. Radhesham, Radhesham. Any time, morning, evening, any time one can chant this holy name of Krishna. Desha, place, any place. Just let me know if your yoga system can't be too high, can't be too low, must be in a secluded place. Where are we chanting the holy? We're going to the most congested places, downtown, Times Square, Union Square, chanting Hare Krishna. Any place. Just to give an example, Mahaprabhu had a servant, young boy, about 4 or 5 years old, named Gopal. He was serving Mahaprabhu. So in the morning, Mahaprabhu, he would go to the jungle. That's the code word in Hindi for going to the bathroom. So Gopal would wait with a pot of water to wash his hands. And when Mahaprabhu would come, because the Gopal was a small boy without any shyness, he can ask any question. He said, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? And Mahaprabhu said, well, Gopal, I'm going to a very dirty place to do some dirty thing, and this tongue, Hare Krishna, he's always chanting, he never stops. So I have to go like this. Now, little boy, he can ask any question without any inhibition. And he said, Prabhu, that time you leave your body, then what will happen? Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, Gopal, you have become my guru. What? You have become my guru. He became known from that time as Gopal Guru. He's a very great acharya in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Mahaprabhu, you have become my... Even in that place, one can chant the holy name. And Patra means the person. Generally the Vedas are only chanted by Brahmins, but this Hare Krishna mantra, anybody can chant. Whether it be Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Mlecha, foreigner, man, woman, child, old man, old lady, student, worker, doesn't matter. Anybody can chant this holy name. So Lord Brahma told him, there's no type of rule and regulation whatsoever for chanting this holy name. And I will tell you another thing, Vats. You log on to Google and you search through the whole Vedas. You will not find a better upai, better remedy than this. In fact, this is the most secret thing of the Vedas. And I will tell you another thing. All the essence of the Vedas is contained in these 16 words, these 32 syllables. All the essence of the Vedas is contained. So this is Praman from Shruti, our Kaliyasantra Upanishad. So both Smriti and Shruti are both pointing to this chanting of the holy name for this Kali Yuga. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began this Sankirtan movement. And this, because this is not an ordinary thing, this holy name is very special. When Mahaprabhu was in Benares with the Prakashanand Saraswati and all the Mayavadis, because the Mayavadis, they think the name is just a material thing. The Krishna's form, name, pastimes are all material. But Mahaprabhu, he told the verse, very sweet verse from Padma Puran. Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purno Suro Mukto Nitya Abhinatvam Nama Namino. It's a Nama Chintamani. This Nam is not different from Krishna himself. It's totally spiritual. Chintamani. Nama Chintamani Krishna. This name Krishna is this transcendental Chintamani stone. The whole spiritual world, we read in Brahma Samhita, is made of Chintamani. So this name is Nama Chintamani Krishna's. Chaitanya Rasa Vigra. It is the form of the Lord Himself. It is full of rasa. It's full of rasa. Just like our Param Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he's translated rasa as a very tasty thing. Very tasty thing. So this Chaitanya Rasa Vigra, it is a form of this very tasty rasa. Purna, it is complete. Nitya, Shuddha, Purno Nityo, Purno Shuddha. It is totally pure. No touch of material contamination in the Nam. Nitya, it is eternal. Mukto, it is completely liberated from material contamination. Abhinatvam, Nama Nami. No, the thing named and the name are non-different. Prabhupada explains, Krishna is dancing on your tongue when you're chanting the holy name of Krishna. So this is a very nice verse from Padma Puran. And when he was discussing with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he came to Puri, then Sarvabhauma brought him to his house and he raise Sarvabhauma again above this ritualistic idea, Mayavada idea and ritualistic idea of the Vedas. And then he told him, Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite. We know the nine processes of devotional service. In 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj has this nice verse. Sravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vishnu, Vishnu Smaranam, etc. So these are all the nine processes of bhakti, but especially in this Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu was told, Navavida Bhakti Purna, they only become complete when we add Nam Sankirtan. Kirtan can also mean just reading. But so he specifically makes a difference. Navavida Bhakti, though Kirtan is one of the portions of bhakti, one of the ways of bhakti, nine ways of bhakti. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Hoite Haya. These only become complete with Nam Sankirtan. In that purport, Prabhupada explains, therefore, in all our activities, we add Nam Sankirtan. Just like we do Artik, for us, Artik means Kirtan. It's like in the morning, we're singing Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka. Rajbogarti, Rasomati Nandana Brajavara. And that night time, we're chanting Iva Jayo Jaya Gora Chande. For us, Artik means Kirtan. We all got big shock when Prabhupada brought us all here to India. First time we went to a Hindu temple, we came inside, Artik started. If you wanted to chant, you couldn't hear the chanting. And we got shocked, because to us, Artik meant Kirtan. So everything we do Abhishek, then there's Kirtan. There may be so many other mantras and tantras going on, but Kirtan is always there. But every single thing we do, even I can remember when I came to Los Angeles to get initiated, and Prabhupada used to come every, well, that was the old La Cienega temple. There was no place for Prabhupada to stay, so Prabhupada used to come every morning and greet the deities, and there was Bhagavatam class. And after Bhagavatam class, Prabhupada used to take his gong, he put the handle, the strap around his thumb, and he'd have his hammer, and he would hammer the gong, and we'd do Nam Sankirtan for 5-10 minutes. We don't do Kirtan anymore after Bhagavatam, but in those days, we always did 5-10 minutes with Kirtan and with Prabhupada. Even with Bhagavatam, we did Kirtan. Everything we do Kirtan. Even marriage. It's like I'm always telling you, in India, marriage, big, long process. Days, it goes on for days and days. But it's gone very simple. Swaha, Haribol, and Mahaprasadi Govinde. Very simple to get married in Krishna consciousness. Swaha, Haribol, Mahaprasadi. Even marriage ceremony, we add Nam Sankirtan. And so, Navavida Bhakti, Purna Nama. When you add Nam Sankirtan, everything becomes perfect. So we have a few more minutes. We'll discuss about Lord Nityananda doing Nam Sankirtan. Because Lord Nityananda was there with Mahaprabhu in Puri. All the devotees used to come for Rath Yatra. So one day Mahaprabhu, he called Nityananda Prabhu and he told him that I have delivered practically the whole world. We started our Kirtan movement in Navadvip, then I came here to Puri, then I went in South India and spread it all over. Then I went to Vrindavan, coming and going, I spread the holy name. I've forgotten that part. Just the other night I was reading when Mahaprabhu was, just like we know in South India, we know that very well. Mahaprabhu, he would chant and people would see him chanting, and that person would start chanting, and that person would go to his village, people would see him chanting, they begin chanting. So same way it describes when Mahaprabhu was coming back from Vrindavan along the bank of the Ganga to Prayag. Every village he came, the villagers, they would see Mahaprabhu chanting, they would begin chanting. This way I've delivered the whole world, but so many people are there left in Bengal to be delivered. So I want you to return to Bengal and deliver those people. So, with a heavy heart, Lord Nityananda, he paid his obeisance to Mahaprabhu. He gathered all his associates. And most of Nityananda's associates are all the 12 Gopals, because we know Nityananda, he's Lord Balaram. So Balaram's the head of all the cowherd boys. So all of Nityananda's associates, they're the 12 Gopals. So he took many of his associates with him, and they're all good friends, so they were all chanting the holy name, and they were headed toward Bengal. They were going to Panihati, on the bank of the Ganga. And they were chanting, and they didn't know it was day or night or day, or when to eat and when to sleep. They didn't know anything. And they finally asked someone, "Where's the Ganga? Where's the way to the Ganga?" And they said, "My God, you're going to the Ganga? You're 6 hours off the track. It's that way." So then they started going again. Again, they were chanting, completely lost in ecstasy, in Naam Sankirtan. Finally, they stopped. They asked someone, "We're going to Ganga. You're 20 kilometers off the path." So then they got on the right path. Anyway, anyhow, finally they reached to Panihati. And they went to the house of Raghava Pandit. We know Raghava Pandit is famous for bringing his sweets every year to Puri for Rath Yatra. So they got to Raghava Pandit's house, and Raghava Pandit was overjoyed to see the Lord and Lord Nityananda and all the devotees. He immediately made nice prasadam, sent them to bathe in the Ganga, and he brought nice prasadam for them and fed them all. They got some rest. Then there was three very wonderful kirtan singers, Basu Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh. Immediately he told Madhava, "Do Naam Sankirtan." And these three, their Naam Sankirtan was so relishable. And Nityananda, he was just began dancing like a madman. And the whole earth would shake when he danced. And then he would throw himself on the ground. And people thought he was going to break his bones when he hit the ground. And he would tell them, "Chant more, chant more." And everybody was just in ecstasy. So every day this Naam Sankirtan was going out, this with the Ghosh brothers. Then one day he told the devotees, "You bring water from Ganga and do my Abhishek." So the devotees, they brought 100 pots of Ganga water, and they began to do the Abhishek of Lord Nityananda. And then they dried him, they gave him special cloth again, he started Naam Sankirtan. Another day he had them bring a golden throne, he sat on the golden throne. He said, "Now we want ornaments." And mysteriously people started knocking on Raghava Pandit's door, bringing gold and silver and pearl, diamonds and rubies, all kinds of bracelets and anklets and earrings and mukut, turban pieces, and they brought all kinds of colored cloth. And Lord Nityananda dressed himself just like a cowherd boy. And then he took all the devotees, they went outside and they began to chant through the streets. With this, all these beautiful jewel earrings swinging back and forth. And Nityananda was dancing like a madman, the whole earth was shaking. And whoever he glanced upon, they got Krishna Prem. As soon as somebody with Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu would glance on someone, that person would just float in ecstasy. Then the next day, Lord Nityananda, he took all the devotees and they decided to go up and down the Ganga to all the villages on the Ganga. For 1 month they did Naam Sankirtan up and down the Ganga. They were going and going, and whoever Nityananda would glance on, he would immediately leave the ground and float in transcendental ecstasy and receive Krishna Prem. He was so merciful, Lord Nityananda. And he was, and everybody just stopped whatever they were doing, even the children. Children, usually they have very short attention span. But for 1 month, all the children of the villages, they went from village to village on both sides of the Ganga. People forgot their bodies even. By Lord Nityananda's glance, they would achieve Krishna Prem and forget their bodies. Nobody even thought to go home and eat. Mysteriously, Chaitanya Bhagavat describes, mysteriously Lord Nityananda fed everyone. But even people didn't even know. For 1 month, and the children, they were ripping up trees and shaking the trees in the Naam Sankirtan, completely lost in ecstasy. Then they came to Kardaha, one nice village. And they went to the house of Gadadhar Das when Gadadhar Das was there, who was a great associate of Lord Nityananda. And they began kirtan for 3 days in Gadadhar's house. Gadadhar became mad with ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda glanced upon him. He became mad in ecstatic love. And Gadadhar Das, then he went to the house of the Qazi. Because in that particular village there was a Qazi. And he went to the house of the Qazi in the late evening. It was already nighttime. And he was chanting and dancing. All the guards were shocked. And he told them, "Bring that Qazi. Bring that Qazi now. I will sever his head from his body. Bring him now." And all the guards were shocked. They went to the Qazi. He said, "Gadadhar Pandit's here. He's dancing and chanting like a madman. We don't know what's happening." So the Qazi came. He said, "Gadadhar, what do you want? Why have you come here like this?" He said, "Lord Chaitanya has started this Sankirtan movement to deliver the whole world. So just by chanting the holy name of Hari, you can be delivered. So I want you to chant the holy name of Hari." He said, "Look, Gadadhar, it's late at night. Tomorrow I will chant the holy name of Hari." And Gadadhar jumped in the air. He said, "Why tomorrow? You've chanted already today. Now you've been completely delivered." This was Lord Nityananda's mercy. Even Yavanas, this Qazi was so abominable that the devotees, they didn't even want the wind that touched the body of that Qazi to come past them. What does speak of touch him or even touch his shadow? They didn't even want the wind that touched his body. He was delivered by Gadadhar Pandit. So in this way they had Nam Sankirtan, and then finally they went to Saptagram. Saptagram is a very special place where the Saptarishis, the seven great sages, did their bhajan there. Each had a different place. And there's a Triveni there where Janavi and Saraswati and one other river, Jamuna I guess, they all joined together there somehow or another. It's called Triveni of Saptagram. And they all took their bath and they began kirtan, and they went to the house of Udarandatta. There was one great devotee of Mahaprabhu named Udarandatta. And actually he's one of Prabhupada's ancestors. I read it somewhere, I don't remember the line, but somehow Udarandatta is one ancestor in Prabhupada's family line. They went to Udarandatta's house and began Nam Sankirtan. In Udarandatta, he was a member of the Vanik. Vanik was a type of Vaishya that specially dealt in gold and silver, gold and silversmiths. And then from Udarandatta's house, he invited so many gold and silversmiths to come get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. In this way, Lord Nityananda delivered the whole Vanik community, Suvarna Vanik. Then they started inviting Lord Nityananda to their houses. So they took their Nam Sankirtan, they were going with Nam Kirtan to all the houses. In this way they delivered the whole Suvarnavarnik community of Saptagram. So these are some of the pastimes. And finally we'll end about Nam Sankirtan. Srimad Bhagavatam, the very last sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. After 17,999 slokas, then the Srimad Bhagavatam declares boldly, "Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Sampranam Uduka Samana Tammanami Harim Param." The 18,000th sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, the very end, the last sloka, "Nama Sankirtana Yasya," that's glorifying Nam Sankirtan, "Tammanami Harim Param," just pay obeisance to that Param Hari. He's the Supreme Lord, Hari. Simply by chanting his name, "Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam," all your sins will be destroyed, "Pranama Dukha Samana," and all your miseries will be finished. So this is the last, very last sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, encouraging us to chant this holy name. "Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranama Dukha Samanas Tammamami Harim Param." Sri Harinam Sankirtana Ki. Hare Krishna. So if there's any questions? Yes. Here's your astra. Well, we chant specifically Maha Mantra because this was chanted by Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu also chanted Hari Haraya Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah. All the names of the Lord are equally powerful, but especially this Maha Mantra Hare Krishna that has been chanted by Mahaprabhu, so Prabhupada says, got special power in this Kali Yuga. Although all the names of the Lord, there's one sloka somewhere about 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to one name of Ram, and three names of Ram is equal to Krishna. But anyway, any name you can chant, they're all rasa vigraha, purna sudo nitya mukto. Mahamantra is this, yeah. And Prabhupada also said this Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, also Mahamantra. In Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Thank you.
So if there's no other questions, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to glorify Purushottam month and glorify the holy name. And it's wonderful, this holy name week has come in Purushottam month, so we're getting, ordinarily we're chanting the holy name, but this month we get 1,000 times benefit. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.